This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With the president out on the campaign trail for Hillary Clinton this week, Obamacare is getting more than its usual set of mentions in stump speeches, both Republican and Democratic. If you think back 5 years, though, to the days of the debate over what would eventually become the Affordable Care Act, you'll remember a big catchphrase that supporters used. It was bend the cost curve, that is, slow the increase in healthcare expenditures. One of the ways law tries to do that is with something called accountable care organizations, when doctors come together to take responsibility both for the health of their patients and for how much it costs. In theory, patients have better outcomes and doctors make more money. So from the health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports that at least some of the time, that theory holds.
Millard Scott is as thankful for everybody's help.
I got more help than most people in the United States has got.
As the chronically ill 76-year-old is sick.
They have taken me to the hospital sometimes. I didn't think I was going to make it.
COPD, or struggling to breathe, is Millard's big problem. Last year it got so bad you could have just called him Mr. Saturday, since that was the main day he kept showing up at the ER.
He was going sometimes 2 to 3 times a week.
That's Millard's primary care doctor, Dino Beckett. This year, Beckett joined in with a handful of other primary care practices in West Virginia with the hopes of giving better care while saving money. And because of this accountable care organization, he can now keep tabs on his patients, so he knows how often Millard goes to the ER and how much he cost. When the ACO launched, Millard was his 13th most expensive patient. Medicare had spent $36,000 on his care the year before, most of that for the ER and hospital.
What we're trying to do is really just change the mindset and allow patients to understand that they have access to us.
Beckett's increasing that access by hiring a team of community health workers, including nurse Samantha Runyon.
How are you doing?
Runyon is doing her weekly checkup on Millard. Her job is to get to know patients like him, understand their lives outside the world of healthcare, and try to keep them healthy. Beyond being super sick, Runyon had a hunch there's something happening under the surface. It took her 4 visits to figure out what.
So I get down there and I go in, he's kind of struggling breathing. I said, well, what's happened to you today? And he's like, well, I've got up and I've had a bad morning.
Millard lives in his daughter's house, and he told Runyon he felt bad because he'd spilled a cup of coffee. Runyon realized even something that may seem small could trigger his COPD. He's got anxiety, and that just makes his condition worse. So she and Dr. Beckett hatched the kind of plan you would rarely see a few years back. They made it easier for Millard to see his doctors, to get care at the hospital. And on top of Runyon's weekly visits, Beckett says he makes sure Millard gets a call every Friday.
There's so much more interaction. Now we're reaching out to him to try to head off situations that could be very ominous for him.
And I felt that I could talk the way I wanted to talk.
5 months later, Millard feels better. His doctors say they've avoided a couple dozen trips to the ER, and Millard has gone from the 13th most expensive patient to the 30th, on track to spend $16,000 less than last year.
That is a wonderful story. We have saved money. We have improved somebody's health.
That's Harvard economist Michael Chernew. He says, though, these ACOs may not actually save that much money.
When you add it all up, it ends up being less dramatic than sort of the best-case scenarios that that story represents.
When ACOs hit the scene around 2010, people had hoped they'd cut spending by 30%. The best data show they've saved more like somewhere between 2 and 10%, primarily because hands-on care isn't a cure-all. But experiences like Millard's are teaching us when a patient has someone they can trust, a nurse, a home health aide, someone like Samantha Runyon, change can happen. Millard sees it.
I know she's coming. I can sit here and make it through it.
Millard says the truth is, without Runyon, he'd land right back in the ER. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.